Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Hey guys, it's Murad Morali and welcome to Hashtag I'm Over It, where we talk all things from pop culture to trending topics and have important discussions. Be sure to let me know what you guys are over to with the hashtag I'm Over It, because we have a lot to get into. And definitely don't forget to click that button and subscribe. It's just one click for consistent content always. Guys, I'm tired. Are you actually stupid? Are you actually flipping mad? Are you actually mad? Are you actually dumb? Do you know how angry I am when it comes to this stuff? How are you being predicted AAB? And they're coming out and giving you BCD. They come in here and they're giving you U's, D's, as if they're just handing this stuff out. And now your entire future has just absolutely been catapulted into madness. Like, the system is so messed up. The UK is so... it's just such a effed up place. You have people in power that don't know what they're doing. They're literally children. We're having people who've worked so hard for their A-levels. And for those of you who know how hard A-levels are, they are extremely hard. And you've been predicted AAB. You've done your mock exams and stuff. But they're coming at you and giving you CCDs, BCUs. At this point, everyone has to fight, somebody has to die, because this is actually so freaking the injustice, guys. The injustice is actually shocking, but not surprising, but shocking. And we have students now who have taken to protests, and I'm glad. Listen, they need to protest and we need to join them. That's just the way I see it. I'm ready to join as well, because I feel like A-levels, they're a mess. They're just a complete mess. And apparently 97% of the what's going on with A-levels is going to take place with GCSEs as well. Now, they're not as serious as A-levels, but regardless, you work hard for them. You want the results that you worked hard for. Point blank, period. But there was a steady rise in A-level grades when it comes to, you know, private schools, and I'm sick of this kind of classism divide that is such one of the biggest problems in the UK. And we have state schools who have massively dropped. Over 40% of grades have been far lowered. Are we talking here, guys?
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
talking, because I don't, like, what is this, man? This is so sickening. It's just sad, and it's just, there are no words to describe this. I haven't even had time to do a proper intro, because I'm just flaming inside, because people are just getting away with murder at this point, and it's so unfair. So guys, hopefully you guys are doing well today. Subscribe to the channel, subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to this podcast, guys. Hashtag I'm over it, where we talk about important discussions, man. And we do have some important stuff to talk about today. We have the A-levels, that, you know, mess, let's just say, that has been taken out everywhere. And we also have the migrants in Greece, where they have been literally left to die. So we have, you know, important issues to get into when it comes to this podcast. You know, it's not only just about pop culture, but important stuff as well. And we have a dozen of protesters who basically sat on the front steps and shouted out, "Come out, Gavin, and justice for the working class." And that's basically what it is. It's a classism issue mainly, but I also feel like it's just stupidity, like baffling, mind-blogging, inadequate, and shell-shocked. These are the polite responses from school leaders trying to make sense of Ofqual's bizarre, you know, retraction of his own rules over A-levels appeals. Like, why would they do this? Why would they do this? More than a third of A-level results in England were downgraded. Can you imagine? Listen, A-levels within themselves are extremely hard, and to now know that your grades are being downgraded over 35%. 58% there was no change, 2.2% there was a positive change, but 35.6% there was a negative change. Your life just gone, ruined, finished because of your A-levels. You can't get through into what universities that you want to get into, and I just can't understand how people are feeling right now, man. This person was predicted A star CC and predicted grades in his mock, he got A star CC. Predicted grades, you know, were given ABC, but the results that he got now were BCD. Are you actually dumb? We need to fight now. I'm so sorry. Everybody, I'm so, so sorry. I am mad right now, guys. I'm so vexed. Do you understand? I'm actually so vexed. How are your predicted grades A, B, C, but they want to be giving you BCD for fun? So are you going to give me U and X and Y? Downgraded by one grade for each subject. Like, what the hell, man? A lot of people got BCDs, and a lot of people now are scared for the GCSE results. And it's just a corrupt system that we're living in that is institutionalized and drenched in such severe classism, you know, racism, messed up world when it comes to the UK. And the people that are leading the UK, they just don't know what they're doing, man. They have no idea what they're doing. They have no idea. And GCSEs are going to be the same. They have no idea how they're going to wrap this around. It really just shows you how messed up our education systems are in general, that they don't have it together. You think they have it together, but they genuinely don't. They really, really don't. And then we have these waste men, that Jeremy Clarkson, I don't even know his name, child. He was on Top Gear, whatever. Just people like him that always talk, fam, and say every flipping year, "Oh, you know, but I got these grades. It doesn't really matter. I'm still doing great for myself." Of course you're doing great for yourself, you waste man, because you're a rich, white boy who grew up and was privileged and was able to do so and benefited off the branches of racism. So please just shut up, man. Just shut your dirty, stinking mouth and your dry hair and your yellow clapped teeth. Please close your mouth. We don't want to hear it. We just don't want to hear it, because everybody's experiences are going to be different. And because your grades were tampered and you were able to benefit, other people that would have been in your same position because of their class, because of their race, would have had a far different situation. Shut your damn ass up, please. Open your eyes to your privilege. Keep your mouth closed and just keep walking. Stop talking. Just keep walking. Please. Please just keep, like, I'm not a plumber. Please stop piping up now. You need to be piping down. That's just the way I'm seeing it, because you're just talking for no reason. And it really just shows you that just the anxiety for these guys, man, half their lives are ruined. I've seen so many, like, some people feel like their future has been set back completely. A-levels are where you, it's like a make or break for some people, man. Like, "My future has been set back completely," says a student called Abby. The student at Wilberforce Sixth Form College in Hull got a distinction in her engineering BTEC, the highest grade possible, but for her A-level, she got Ds. Huh? In maths and art, and then an E in physics, after the results predicted by teachers were downgraded. Excuse me? When I opened them, I had a little bit of a cry. that listen, this is mad. You're just getting D's and E's. They're just throwing these crazy. What is this about, man? This is such a mess. After being predicted A-star, Maimoon Hassan, she was only awarded A-star AB, meaning she missed her university offer to study engineering at Cambridge and Imperial College London. This is what I'm talking about. Missed opportunities. And these universities need to work hand in hand. I don't understand why they wouldn't take in individuals if they off their predicted grades. What are we doing here, guys? Let's talk for a minute, because what are we doing here? Universities, UCL, Imperial, get it together, guys. King's, Queen Mary's, Westminster, wherever you guys are at, get it together. Because people have applied to universities. You guys know what's going on. So stop acting on crud. And can we actually fix this stupid issue? Like, I feel like universities aren't doing enough themselves. Yes, the education system has been messed up from the top, but universities themselves also need to understand, comprehend, and work with the students and say, you know what, not reject them because they didn't meet the grades, but understand that maybe you should lower your entry requirements so that they can come through, and understand that they have been tampered and messed with, because this is only going to lead up to a chain reaction, guys, for so many individuals. I don't even know where I'm looking there, like, I don't even, oh, damn, wow. Toby Newington from West London was on track to his dream of studying medicine with predicted grades of A-star. However, his plans have been put on hold because he was awarded BBC. Man was meant to get A-star, and instead was downgraded and given BBC. Are you actually stupid? His dreams of medicine down the drain, put on a hold now for a whole year. It was incredibly disheartening, he says, adding that many of his school friends are in a similar situation. Wow. Like, yes, there are going to be people that benefited, but the majority of people have not. You know, people have, their dreams have been ruined. Like, it's just ruined, guys. And if any of you guys are studying A-levels and are experiencing this, please do comment down below, because this is something that I definitely want to get into and read up on. So I definitely want to get into this from your perspective, and I feel like that in itself is also very effective and, you know, just interesting to see what you guys are feeling about this. I can go on and on. I'm so upset for these individuals, for these people, and just what they're going through, and just the trauma of all this and the PTSD from all of this stuff. And yeah, A-levels are just a mess, man. Regardless of this situation or not, they're just a mess in general. I feel like they're way too hard. I feel like it's just way too much. Majority of university courses are easier than A-levels. So I don't understand why they need to be so ridiculously, like, I don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Like, it doesn't need to happen. And hopefully things can change, and hopefully they can, you know, do these appeals and continue to protest, because the GCSE's results are going to be just as worse, and it's absolutely pathetic. Speaking of pathetic, we have a situation where there was a migrant invasion. They love to use this word invasion when it comes to migrants, but when you want to take over other countries, it's not an invasion. Do you understand what they're doing? Do you understand? It's all a madness. And the fact that we have Greece, who were dumping these migrants into the sea for the Turkey Coast Guards to pick up, is disgusting, dehumanizing, but not really surprising, because they just don't care. And I feel like it's just so, like, do we have a word for this, guys? Despicable. No mercy for people. Over 1,000 migrants. Greece has been accused of sailing migrants of its territory and leaving them to fend for themselves in motorless boats in the middle of the sea. Motorless boats. Where are you going? Some people can't even swim. Can you imagine? Can you actually imagine the trauma of understanding, like, how you can even survive the situation? Like, I don't understand, man. Oh my God. How can you survive that trauma? It's been reported that at least 1,072 people were expelled from the country in this.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Way since the pandemic began. The New York Times has uncovered 31 different incidents using evidence from multiple eyewitnesses, the Turkish Coast Guard, and independent watchdogs. One woman, a Syrian teacher called Najma, detailed how on July 26, she and 22 others, including babies, were taken by masked Greek officials from a center on the island of Rhodes while it was dark outside. She told the Times they were abandoned on a rudderless, motorless life raft before they were later rescued by the Turkish Coast Guard. It was very inhumane. I left Syria for fear of bombing, but when this happened, I wish I'd died under a bomb. Wow. The Greek islands have frequently been the place migrants head to first because of their proximity to countries like Syria, but many get stuck waiting to move on to mainland Europe. The country's population has been increasingly frustrated over the last 5 years, and now its new right-wing government appear to have taken matters into their own hands. But when Greece were doing up a madness, and they were migrants or immigrants, did Syria not take them in a while ago? Let's take a back down history lane, guys. So, let's talk about it. I think it's absolutely disgusting. Border officials have also been accused of intercepting migrant boats at sea and tying them back to, Turkey. Wow. You're just left in the sea. People don't care about people anymore in this world. People don't freaking care about people anymore in this world. The way you're throwing these babies and men and women into the sea. But what if somebody was throwing your mother into the sea? Your sister, your daughter, your son, your husband, your dad. What would happen then? You'd be screaming and crying left, right, center for these people who are throwing these people. They're inhumane. They're part of a group. And you become desensitized to stuff because through the power of nationalization that is enabled within you, that you feel that this is right. This is what you need to do. These people are not human. They're creatures. They're vermin. It allows you to produce these kind of acts where you feel better by yourself and you can end up doing acts that you never thought you really could. And it really, these people who were conducting this type of stuff are pure, disgusting, evil individuals. So sorry. 1,000 people, like, what is this, man? They're looking for a better life. The only difference between me and them, you listening and them, is luck. That is it, guys. Between people who are refugees and non-refugees, it's simply just luck. We were lucky enough to be brought up in places, whether it be in the Western world or not in the Western world, regardless, that aren't under major wars or currently to be, displaced from our homes and begging to look for a place to live. I have a laptop, I have a phone, a roof under my head, a passport and stuff. But these people who have been dumped into the sea, they're carrying their entire life with them, and it's just themselves. How crazy is that? Like, genuinely speaking, how messed up is that? It really puts things into perspective. And these people who are doing this have been doing this for a very long time. And it's, glad that the Turkish Coast Guard saved them. But you can see that Greece, I don't know who you guys think you are. This is definitely a violation act on human beings. You can't just dump people into the sea as if they are random individuals. Like, it's just shocking, man. It's crazy. It's like, this idea of this idea of, you know, we have some refugees coming from these particular countries of the Middle East and stuff. Well, then if you want to prevent this from happening, then stop the bombing. It's so dumb. It's just so stupid. And then we have people, oh, you know, with the whole migrant situation coming into the UK and stuff, but are they not supplying arms to bomb places like Yemen? Like, shit like this really does fucking piss me off, guys. Sorry, I don't mean to swear, but it really just pisses the shit out of me that we have fucking countries like the UK who are complaining about refugees coming to the damn fucking country, but then you're out here supplying arms to Yemen. Why are you talking? I don't understand. All you waste men in these establishments, especially in the UK establishment, you're all dickheads. Do you understand? All of you are just stupid fools who don't care about justice. And if it was your mum or dad that was thrown into that damn river or left in these boats, you would be screaming left, right for them to be saved. But because it's people that you don't know and you feel better than them, it's definitely racism, subconsciously and conscious. You feel better than them. You feel like it's okay to treat them in X, Y, Z, and it's disgusting and it's sad and it's shameful and it needs to be spoken up about and you need to raise awareness. I don't talk about pop culture only here. It's not everyday Kanye and all this nonsense about Ellen and Kardashian and whatever. Like, it's not always about that. And I feel like it's just so freaking stupid and disgusting that you have BBC making these documentaries, the inhumane stuff, let alone them screaming the N-word left, right, center. We have them doing such inhumane stuff out here doing reports as if you're hanging around with your best friend, but then at the same time they're supplying arms to people like Saudi Arabia to bomb up Yemen. Are you dumb or are you dumb? Which one is it? Because we need to know at this point. We need to know which one it is. Are you actually dumb or are you dumb? Are you dumb or are you dumb? Because it's one of the two at this point, and I don't understand. I genuinely don't understand how stupid people can genuinely be when it comes to stuff like this. But I'm glad that I got into this. That was a cute moment, guys. It was a cute vent. I need to, you know, do that because I feel like, you know, Greece expelling 1,000 migrants and abandoning them in the sea, disgusting. The A-level results and how so many students have their futures messed up, disgusting. What the BBC are doing, they're just dickheads. You understand? The BBC are just stupid fools. They're absolute waste men. Absolute stupid freaking dickheads. That's what they are. They're just so dumb. Do you understand? The BBC, listen, BBC, you lot are waste men. Do you understand? You're absolute stupid dickheads that you can come out here, run out here, scream the N-word left, right, center, and then have the audacity to defend yourself, and then you're out here doing out these reports, these refugees coming in. You're just stupid waste men. You're clapped. You're dumb. You're just fucking cunts. That's what you are. Absolute waste men. Nobody rates you. Most people that work there are clapped anyways, especially when it comes to these presenters. You're just all dumb. Do you understand? I don't care about your dumb sponsorships. I don't want to be promoted or be on your damn channel. I don't want to be, you know, begging for a sponsorship. I don't care for all that stupid shit. I genuinely don't. All of you there who allow this stupid crap to take place consistently with all these issues, especially in the last couple of months, you're all dickheads. You're all waste men and you're all clapped. It's simple as that. You're all dumb as hell. Absolute fools, morons, clowns. Just stupid. Absolutely stupid. And I've had enough of this dumb nonsense, man. Just shut up. Do you understand? Just close your mouth. Just shut up and just go to sleep. Please. Please. Because who rates you right now? Who's even paying up TV license for this? Are you actually mad? Because 2 + 2 = 4, not 48. The maths is not math in here, please. And I don't have time for your stupidity. And I just feel like you all must be so dumb. You're so dumb. You're actually so dumb. It's pissing me off right now. Like, you're just so, so dumb. Oh, I'm stressed, guys. But anyways, let me know your thoughts are when it comes to this podcast. Because, yeah, life is long, guys. I'm just tired of life at this point. I'm genuinely just so tired. People are just so dumb in this world, man. Like, I'm actually just... people are just so dumb in this dumb, stupid, freaking world. Anyways, let me know what your thoughts are, and I'll catch you guys soon for another podcast episode. Thank you guys for tuning into this episode. I hope you guys have enjoyed listening. And if you have, then tell a friend to tell a friend. You can listen to my podcast on Apple, Spotify, and via the Acast app, or wherever you guys are listening to your podcasts. Don't forget to use the hashtag #I'mOverIt, and don't forget to click that button and subscribe for consistent content. Follow me on my Instagram and Twitter, Murad_Morali, and enjoy the rest of your day. Positivity is key.